This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wow, the U.S. hit 70% vaccination. It's a milestone a month after the president wanted it. Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, has COVID. A third officer who responded to January 6th insurrection died by suicide. That's terrible. Simone Biles, the bright spot here at the top, returning for the balance beam, her last event of the Tokyo Olympics. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope wherever you are, whatever nook or cranny you hail from, whether it be on our shores or off the shores of America, you are safe and sound, my friends. So it's been interesting because we're still talking about, of course, COVID. We've been in this cocoon of COVID and different versions of what's happening in whatever particular state in the United States, what the response is, what's happening with the ICU beds. For example, in Austin, Texas, they have 10 beds left. If something happens to somebody that's catastrophic and they need to be in the ICU, it's dicey as to whether or not they're going to have room for them because of the amount of unvaccinated people who have come down with serious symptoms with this Delta variant that has put them in the ICU. Not the only place in Louisiana. Oh, my friends, and one of my favorite places in Baton Rouge and all over the great state of Louisiana. A lot of problems are starting to happen there as the uptick has been rather high. But we did hit 70% vaccination. Well, so what does that mean? Remember, it was the conversation about herd immunity and what can happen if more people are vaccinated. So the pressure continues to be put on vaccinations, and also the push-pull over face restrictions, masking and testing and all of that in between. Certainly in New York, they've clamped down airports, public transportation. You know, it's required for anybody who works in the system to get shots or weekly tests. And that's on the heels of an announcement by the governor that all state workers have to get vaccinated or submit to weekly tests. And certainly New York isn't the only place doing that. And then there is the push from people like Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's under fire for other reasons, but focusing just on this, he's pushing private companies to require vaccinations of their employees and customers. So like bars, restaurants, corporations, to not allow people in unless they are vaccinated. Even the mayor of New York City strongly recommending that vaccinated people return to wearing masks indoors, but not making it mandatory, right? So I mentioned Louisiana, and Governor John Bel Edwards had a presser today, press conference, where he reinstated a mask mandate in all public indoor settings, including schools and colleges. And the reason is because Louisiana has one of the highest or has one of the lowest vaccination rates, and COVID-19 has soared. So the state is experiencing the highest per capita COVID-19 growth in the nation. And then I could go through every place that you can possibly shake a stick at, and we got a lot of them with counties and cities here in the United States and go through. But it's one of those kind of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. In Texas, the governor, Governor Abbott, is saying, you know, people have to adult and we're responsible for themselves. So there is no, well, we're going to have mask rules, we're going to have them indoors again with bars and whatever. So that has not happen. Now, the University of South Carolina, the University of Minnesota, they're requiring students to wear masks indoors this fall. Some colleges are going to require students to provide proof that they received COVID-19 vaccinations. The U.S. has had more than 35.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, and we know the number. It's horrific. 613,000 deaths. This is from Johns Hopkins University, their data, by the way, if you wonder where I'm pulling these numbers for. You know, we haven't done the number count in a very, very, very long time here. What I'm wondering is what's going to happen with schools starting. Will we see that schools, meaning elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, will they offer still virtual classrooms? Will they do online and have in person, or just go one way or the other? For example, in Maui, of course, an island, a Hawaiian island, the mayor of Maui County is calling on Hawaii officials to postpone students' return to in-person learning because they have a lot of COVID-19 cases that are ripping through the islands. So they're supposed to return to classrooms on Tuesday. And if they do postpone in-person learning, then the school district, Hawaii School District, which serves about 175,000 students across the state, would be the first major district to kick off the academic year remotely. Because you have so many people, or so many school districts across the U.S. are still on summer break, and if they're in lower vaccination areas, the plan is to return. But 70% is the number that I said of at least partially, by the way, to clear that up, partially vaccinated adults. So no national mandate. There is no mandate at this point. It's not even on the table because that constantly gets asked, is there a mandate? Is there a mandate? There is no mandate when it comes to face restrictions, testing, masking, any of that, certainly not on the federal level when it comes to the everyday Joe. But if you work for the federal government, different story, as we know, because then if you're not vaccinated, you're going to have to go through testing and masking and all of that, but not for the rest of the population, not at this point. And I can't see that changing. I don't see it changing. I mentioned this, and it's so damn sad. I mean, this is just plain speak. Four officers who responded to what happened on January 6th have died by suicide. Because why? Why does that happen? So we can't get in their minds, but how horrible for their families and what happened to them and what occurred. It was deeply emotional. Two D.C. police officers who responded to that insurrection have died by suicide. Officer Gunther Hashida, assigned to the emergency response team within the Special Operations Division, was found dead in his house on Thursday, January 29th, they say they're grieving. This is the release, you know, out to the world. We're grieving as a department, and our thoughts and prayers are with the officer's family and friends. You know, you had a Metro police officer, DeFreitag, who was found dead on July 10th, because, you know, they're releasing this public information, and it's just, wow, it's just really, really sad to think of what happened there and what has now trickled out of what took place in the beginning of January. Coming up next, your thoughts on a whole bunch of different things as we head to the mailbag.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the mail in.
So let's go to our first email that I actually got today, where I was reading this text and I was looking at my email at the same time. Who says that you cannot multitask? Of course you can multitask. So I got this email from John, who is listening to us in South Carolina. I think he's listening to us on 1480 AM. They've been with us for a long time. Columbia, I believe, is where he is. And he says, Kate, did you hear about Lindsey Graham with COVID? And he's saying the vaccine is what made it possible for him to have just mild symptoms. So once again, as you've said, Republicans and Democrats for the most part are absolutely saying get vaxxed, or at least a more of a majority of them seem to be saying that because of what happens if you do get rocked by this Delta variant. I like that, rocked by it. We don't want to be rocked by it. Thank you so much for that email. Yes, he did announce that he is tested positive after being vaccinated. So they released a statement from his office, and he had flu-like symptoms over the weekend, like happened like Saturday. He went to the doctors on Monday and was informed that he was positive, that he tested positive. He said he felt like he had a sinus infection, but mild symptoms, and that he was going to quarantine for 10 days. And the big statement, of course, I'm very glad I was vaccinated, because without vaccination, I'm certain I would not feel as well as I do now, and my symptoms would be far worse. he's 66 years old, right? So you look at the age and other factors. He's in his fourth term in the Senate. Of course, he's the ranking member on the Senate Budget Committee. And there's others around him, I'm sure, that are going to wonder if they in any way have gotten, you know, COVID. It's that whole thing of, where was I? You know, you were trying to figure out what happened. So we had 1.3 million new COVID-19 infections in July, more than triple the number from June. Let's go to this one from Jake, who is listening to us in Austin. And he says, hey, Kate, I'm here getting ready again for school as I'm going back and I'm getting a master's. And I got to tell you, it's a little shaky, the conversation in Austin, because of the constant warnings about the Delta variant and how high the caseload is suddenly here, that with the amount of hospitalizations, there's just not enough room should something happen to you where you need to get into an ICU bed. That's all they're talking about. Whether you pick up the paper, whether you're just jawing with somebody as you're pumping gas, this is it. This is, as you would say, the buzz in our land is all about that, especially in Travis County. Yeah, you know, be careful out there. So Travis County, I want to say the total cases was over 89,000. I mean, period, the whole window of it all. And they had over 1,000 deaths. But the problem is with the hospitalizations with any of these places is what happens is somebody has a chronic illness, they can't get hospital care when they need it because there's no space. So you get it, right? There's no space at the inn. There's no space at the ICU. And you got patients. I just had somebody tell me their mother was in this situation where you have patients lined in the hallways and you can't get admitted. You're waiting. And because of the hospitalizations that shoot up, then you can't get into an ICU bed, and that's the scary thing, right? Just when you need it for something, you can't do it. And you know, there is also a lot of warnings when it comes to in Austin, they were saying this when they're talking about unvaccinated pregnant women, that they've been hospitalized increasingly with the Delta variant, and now maternal death is at a high risk. And I was just reading that Dell Medical School, which is at the University of Texas, they're very, very, very concerned about that because they're saying, unlike what they saw 18 months ago, it's affecting the pregnant moms more severely. They're seeing the moms who are getting affected with the Delta are more likely to be hospitalized, and then they need higher grade respiratory support, and then an increase of the maternal death, which is awful. But you got to think of all the different ages, the different possibilities, the people that are at higher risk, and then that all of that gets wrapped into, you know, the conversation, right? The conversation that we've been having for far too long. Dean says, "Hey, Kate, I don't know if I'm sure, but I'm sure you're paying attention to this, but I don't know, maybe not. You know, the comedian Kathy Griffin, it's crazy that she's got lung cancer, apparently, and she was not a smoker. It kind of brings up that, how did she get it? Is it secondhand smoke? Remember, they used to talk about secondhand smoke and how dangerous that could be for you, but she had to have a tumor removed from her lung. And it's kind of shocking with the no smoking thing. It kind of makes you think about getting your checkups, because if you feel with the COVID thing, it's hard to tell. I mean, hey, you feel a little headachy. Is something different? Is it something that's lingering, or is it something more serious, especially when it comes to anything with your lungs or breathing capacities or any of that? I did see that story. There was something I was watching that popped up, that she's 60. She had surgery. She had the tumor removed. And she, you know, said, I think on her Twitter, that it's stage one and it was contained to the left lung. But and they don't think she needs chemo or whatever. But what's the thing that's crazy is that she, you know, never smoked. So she was in shock, like of all the cancers and all the things that you could get, she had, you know, no, because, you know, can't trace it to the smoking or any of that kind of stuff. It just goes to show you, I mean, with cancer, it is, that's the other battle that we, so many people face, where there is no rhyme or reason often, right? I mean, there just isn't. Somebody's been healthy their whole life, and it doesn't run in the family, or, you know, whatever it might be. But it does go to the, it's a good idea to check in and get the checkups and make sure that, you know, you get your, gosh, it's like somebody said to me, when was the last time you had a physical? Or, you know, the word physical, when did you have a physical? And that's the thing about physicals, right? Maybe they catch something soon, like she got it stage one. You know, that's the deal. All right, then there's this one from Al who says, Kate, dag nammit, I love that expression. I was supposed to fly today, and of course my flight got canceled. I guess there were a lot of problems in a couple of different places, and it might have started with where you originate from because of the weather. So whether it's the weather, whether it's fighting on the planes, whether it's the lack of pilots because they're not up to speed yet, it is always kind of risky as to whether or not you're going to make your flights or they're even going to get up in the air. So once again, I had to do that Zoom thing for a big meeting I was having. And I have to tell you, I'd rather be face-to-face. So I'm with you. I know that you probably miss being face-to-face with people. And I can relate, sister. So, yes, air travel is, you know, up. It's up because summer vacations. Before the warnings about the whole Delta thing, people had booked a whole bunch of different vacations, and that's what August is for, right? July, August. And now also you've got weather that gets thrown into that. So in Dallas, they had a bunch of flight delays because we had some terrible weather. We had rain, thunderstorms, lightning, and I think that kind of threw off the schedule in the morning. They canceled a bunch of their flights, hundreds of their flights. And then Spirit Airlines had to cancel almost 300, about a third of their schedule. They had weather problems, and, you know, they were working to try to get back on track, and that's what happened. So the weather, the pilots, the whatever could possibly happen, you get stuck. You got to be prepared for that, prepared for anything. All right, the Olympics, how are the Americans doing, and what are the big stories? We're talking about it on the flip side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The White House is defending its decision not to extend the federal eviction moratorium that expired over the weekend. At a Monday press briefing, economist Gene Sperling told reporters that because of a Supreme Court ruling, reauthorization had to come from Congress. An attempt to extend the moratorium was made in the House, but ultimately failed. Sperling also estimated that around 2 million renters now face the threat of imminent eviction. And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted Monday that he'd tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. He said he was experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend before going to the House doctor. He said he's currently experiencing mild symptoms that feel like a sinus infection. He added that he was thankful to be vaccinated because he's sure his symptoms would be worse if he wasn't. Graham will now quarantine for the next 10 days. This is USA Radio News. Texas lawmakers have called on the Biden administration to put a priority on the health and safety of the border agents on the southern border. Representative Henry Cuellar said last week that more than 80 agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have tested positive for the virus. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that those migrants who exhibit symptoms are referred to local health systems for testing and treatment. But Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd says that's not stopping the virus on the border. He tells Fox News that those infections are taking more agents out of the field and weakening border security.
That's the first thing that we face. Everybody that we take into custody, we have to assume might have COVID. And we have agents that are coming down. We've had agents that have already died due to COVID exposure. And yes, we have over 80 of our agents. Now, that's another agent. That's another 80 people that we have to take out of the field that can't be patrolling the border simply because we're being overwhelmed and the cartels are being allowed to make billions of dollars in transporting these illegal aliens that have COVID and other diseases that are coming into the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
The overall medal counts, if you're paying attention. You know, I like this stuff. I do. I've said this before. There's something about these athletes. I mean, raw, gritty. It's emotional. It's real life. I mean, it's real life at a different level for these athletes that families have sacrificed in many cases so much to get to the point of where they are and the place, and just imagine that, what that would be like. So the United States has 66 total medals, 22 gold, 27 silver, 17 bronze. China on the heels of the U.S., 29 gold, 18 silver, 16 bronze. Japan, 33 medals, 17 of them gold. Our friends in Australia, 33 medals, 14 of them gold. Boy, those swimmers, especially the female swimmers, were just crazy amazing in the pool and really have pushed the Americans to the wall. I like the duel between some of the Americans and some of the Aussies. Good-natured duel, we'll put it that way, in the pool. And the Russian Olympic Committee, they've got 50 total medals, 12 gold, 21 silver. And there's some great stories, like Italy. They're having a great track and field so far. 28 medals total for them, 4 gold, 9 silver, 15 bronze. And how about O Canada for our friends listening across the border? 14 medals, 3 gold, 4 silver, 7 bronze. And the Canadian women on a penalty kick, beat the U.S. women's soccer team, a shocker, huge for Canada, not so much for the United States, as now they're going to vie for the bronze, something that you never heard uttered for at least quite some time anyway. Rye Benjamin was so fun to watch in the 400-meter hurdles at the track and field in Tokyo. And you know what I love is when they show the families, and the families are going crazy, and they're watching this race. And what a race the finals was, but he was beaten for the gold by Norway's Karsten Warholm, the world record holder, which he now holds. It was wild how fast the both of them were off. He surged to finish to win that first gold medal with a time of 45.94 seconds. 45.94 seconds. That's, again, a world record. Imagine that speed. And you're hitting the hurdles, too. Benjamin was right behind him for the silver, 46, for his best time, 46.17 seconds. Wow. So for Benjamin, he also had a world record time. He broke the record that was actually set by Warholm last month, so he gets the silver for the U.S. It was fun to watch that race. And the commentators, they were in shock. They kept saying, "We are lucky, too, that we have seen this." And, you know, I didn't do track and field when I was a kid. We ran some sack races or whatever. I watched a little bit of it at school, but I wasn't a track and field kid. And the whole idea of how fast they are, and for some of you who remember running those laps and whatnot, wow. I mean, it was a wow, the way they move across that track and fly over the hurdles, because, man, fly is the word. They flew, both of them, flew over the hurdles and into the record books. But that's a big win for Norway. They call him the Terminator and all kinds of other names. So popular, Karsten Warholm, and especially he'll be popular after setting the record that he set. And then the Brazilian took bronze, and the Brazilian didn't have a lot of hair, which who would care if he was intentionally bald, but apparently he was lucky to survive some kind of a weird cooking mishap where his hair caught on fire. So, it's those weird side stories that you find about as you're watching some of what's, you know, unfolding. And I mentioned the women. That's a big story, the fact that the U.S. women are not taking gold this time around. They were rocked by the, that is my word, by the Canadians in the penalty kick, and they now have to go for the bronze. I mean, that's the breaks. You know, they weren't good enough in the end, and, you know, there's conversations about, did this team just not gel, or, you know, was it, I don't think you take anything away from the Canadians, but the Canadians got it done, and the Americans didn't. All right, another big story is Simone Biles. So she is coming back to compete. She's coming back to compete on the beam. So she's going to do that. She didn't, you know, bow out of everything else, but decided that she would do this one last one. And it's interesting because, you know, they talk about the fact that she had the twisties, and what does that mean, and what's that like when you're midair and you really aren't sure of where you are. And some of the moves that she does on the beam are famous. I mean, so famous that they call it a Biles move, where, you know, she flips over twice as she dismounts. It's really in the whole dismount of where you see some of the incredible athleticism and innovation, and the reason why certain moves are named after her. So she does return. That is a very, very big story, needless to say, to compete in the balance beam. And so that will happen very early in the morning, and then, of course, it will be, again, broadcast in prime time on NBC. They're streaming it and doing all kinds of things, you know, with it, too, as well. And in track and field, there will be some pretty big finals that will happen, too. And, you know, you had American Brittany Reese, who took silver in the women's long jump, which was incredible. It was her third Olympic medal. You watch this long jump, and you know, again, this is from somebody who didn't do track and field, and they amaze me. The giant leaps they get at the end, and she certainly had a really nice jump, enough to put her on the podium for the silver. The top women's beach volleyball team, April Ross and Alex Kleinman, really had a tough time with the Germans, but they beat them, so they're in the semifinals. So that's some good news there. The U.S. men's basketball team battles Spain in the quarterfinals, but they're looking a lot better after a shaky first game. Kevin Durant has been amazing since then. All eyes are on coronavirus cases, and right now 18 additional people in connection with the Olympics have tested positive for coronavirus, including one athlete, an artistic swimmer from Greece. One member of the media also tested positive. 10 of the new positives came from the Tokyo 2020 contractors. So the number of new cases since July 1st is at 294. So 294. A big day for USA boxing. Featherweight Duke Reagan won a split decision over Ghana's Samuel Takai in a semifinal bout on Tuesday morning. So he's got a spot in Thursday's gold medal match. That's some great news there. Also, lightweight Keyshawn Davis took a split decision over Gabil Mamedov of the Russian Olympic Committee to clinch at least a bronze medal when he fights in the semifinals against an Armenian fighter, Bakhov, on Friday afternoon. But Davis's win means the United States will win 4 boxing medals at the Olympics. And did you know it's the most they've taken since 2000? So how about that? I love those little tiny gems, those little tiny factoids. I had no idea. You think of some of the incredible boxers in the United from the United States that have represented in the Olympics, but boxing kind of lost some of its luster, and some of that gets forgotten, but there's more reasons to cheer and watch, you know, this time around. Somebody to watch is going to be Noah Lyles. The, you know, now it's the semifinals. He cruises into the men's 200-meter semifinals, and we'll see what happens with him. But he's a big story and a big USA track athlete to watch. His story is interesting. As a young kid, apparently he had asthma. You've got Allison Felix, always a big story. She cruised into the 400-meter semifinals. She's a 9-time Olympic medalist, so she could make some big history at the Games. 35 years old. She won her heat in the 400 meters Tuesday morning to move on to Wednesday's semifinal round. So she's one step closer to becoming the most decorated female track and field athlete of all time. Can you imagine? Meet you on the flip side for the mic drop.
Do
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your claim to fame is that you have the world's largest mouth. And we're not talking you're a loud mouth, that people can hear you all over the place and they are appalled that you're so loud and it gives them a headache, etc. No, we're just talking you're the world's largest mouth, actually physically. And there is a woman, she's from Connecticut, and she's got a great personality. She I think, used to think that this was something that it made her unique, but she used to think it was something that made her super odd. And now this 31-year-old is, I was thinking about this, if she had to go to the dentist, how easy would that be? I mean, her mouth, it can open so wide. So she's all over TikTok, and she's got a great sense of humor, and now she's in the Guinness Book of World Records. I mean, it's been certified, everything, measured, certified. Her mouth stretches at a massive 6.52 centimeters. So she is confirmed as having the largest mouth, being able to open it, the gaping mouth, if you want to call it that. She's got a sizable jaw. And people, I think, that saw her on TikTok and other social media platforms were encouraging her to figure out if she could make it into the Guinness Book of World Records. So she did go to her local dentist's office in South Norwalk, Connecticut, with an official present to measure for the Guinness World Record title, and she won it. I mean, you know, they measured, and, you know, I guess she knew she had a big mouth, she had a big smile, and it was pretty visible in all her childhood photos, and it just became a unique characteristic to, you know, to her. So while growing up, she might have been bullied or made fun of, and people called her Big Bass Mouth, I guess she said, a bunch of other nicknames. But then it's become this thing that she says inspires others to embrace parts of themselves and make them individuals. And she's definitely unique if, you know, she made it into the Guinness Book of World Records. And she plays it up. So she will go on TikTok and show you basically that she can fully, this is crazy, she can fully bite through four single stacked cheeseburgers. She can fit an entire large sized French fries in her mouth. Can you just imagine? So she has these kind of foodie feats on her TikTok, and she's got, you know, 1.7 million followers. So people are curious. That oddity thing really works for her, like I said. And she, I guess, never thought about using it as a platform to become a performer and a comedian, but now she's actually doing it. So that's what you do. You use what you got. And she does have a sense of humor, and she's got singing as part of her, you know, routine that she does. But when you see the size of her mouth, this is radio, but think about what 6.52 centimeters, how big that is. So it's official. I mean, she's there, and to me, that is the mic drop moment, right? Boom! The fact that she owns that record, you know, good for her. And I guess it can reach, when measured across, it reaches more than 10 centimeters or 4 inches. Yeah, pretty wild. All right, some quick odds and ends before we duck out of this hour. Something interesting has happened to Reese Witherspoon. You know, she's kind of been, she's not kind of been, she has been the, you know, the champion of, I think, women in films and finding good films to make. And she started a company in 2016 called Hello Sunshine, and she sold it now to a media company backed by Blackstone for almost $1 billion, right? $1 billion. I mean, this, think of Legally Blonde. They're getting ready to make a Legally Blonde 3. That was her claim to fame. I think people recognized her from that, but she really has become quite a astute business person, and she found some great scripts. She pulled together this company, and now there are a lot of people that were interested in it, so I'm not necessarily surprised. They say the goal is to build an independent entertainment company for the streaming era, and so we know there's a battle for subscribers. There are so many streaming services, and they are starving for new content, so that's part of what it's about. And she apparently is going to be involved in some of what the company does, but wow, that is a staggering number, valued at about $900 million. So Blackstone will spend $500 million on buying shares of Hello Sunshine from the current investors, including AT&T, Emerson Collective. The Wall Street Journal reported that, you know, this news about the deal, and I was reading that. But some, I guess, will keep, some of the Hello Sunshine people will keep some stake in it. But they've had success with The Morning Show, which is on Apple TV, and Big Little Lies, and some that you may stream, or you might even know what I'm talking about. You know who Reese Witherspoon is. She played Johnny Cash's wife in and won an Oscar for it in the movie that she was in with Joaquin Phoenix, who played Johnny Cash, and that she played June Carter Cash, and it was a great performance, and I think that also put her out there. She's from Tennessee. That also put her out there with more people realizing, you know, some of the breadth of her work, of what she could do. So that's an interesting, I think that's an interesting story, to say the least. All right, the things that are really trending that are making, you know, people, I always say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. I think from the political point of view, you know, it continues to be the scramble for the whole infrastructure thing and what's going to happen there. The Senate's taken up the infrastructure bill, and the longer it takes to finish the bill, you know, the longer, I guess, they say they're going to be there. That's the big warning from the New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, so we'll see. There is the expiration of the eviction moratorium, and there are some that are scrambling to make that stay in place, but it came up short. There wasn't, you know, lots of renters are kind of now in the lurch that were counting on that. So what's going to happen now with these evictions? The White House is saying they're working to prevent a major housing crisis, because that's what they're worried about, by asking the states to accelerate rental assistant payments and pass their own laws, whatever they would be, statewide, banning evictions. But it doesn't look like that federally. That certainly is not going anywhere. So there's a big scramble after the eviction moratorium, you know, ended. Like, suddenly it ended, and there was a lot of anticipation about what could we possibly get done. But nothing happened there. There's about 11.4 million adult renters that are behind on rent, according to numbers from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. So legal aid groups say that the ban's expiration has called for a flood of phone calls from tenants that are fearing their imminent eviction. And this is another one of those push-pull moments, because it looked like, you know, oh, the economy's coming back, things are happening, jobs are happening, and we're full steam ahead. And then, wait a second, the tide, because of the Delta variant, has pulled some of that back, so it's keeping some people in homes. And then there's the concern of, will there be an outbreak, because more people would be booted out and evicted. Wow. All right, so I don't think that's going to be resolved in the next couple of days. We'll see where that all heads. Remember, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts on anything, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. A big shout-out to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals of this show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.